New information is still coming out about the Mar-a-Lago raid, and the IRS is getting more powerful. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. Download and subscribe to my daily podcast to hear me get right into the news of the day. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning!
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
And happy goodbye to Liz Cheney Day for everybody here.
That isn't the greatest. I know I put that out on Instagram yesterday and it was like, you know, I think it was happy kick her out of office Eve or something like that. Cheers to everybody because she is going goodbye. Now, so many people are speculating that this is like the beginning of her career because she's going to be leaving office. You know, everybody's going to be booting her out. And they're like, but this is the beginnings. All the Democrat like writers out there are like, this is the beginning of her career. No, it's not. She's out of there. She's going to go back to Virginia and live, right? That's where she's going to, because that's where she actually lives, is in Virginia, not Wyoming.
I mean, I'm sure MSNBC will give her a show. Like, she'll be fine. It's just she's not going to be in Congress.
Oh, she would be dreadful on a show. She is so not likable in any way or personable, right? Does she have a personality? Oh, I mean,
yeah, the show would be terrible, but she will do fine. Like she's not going to be in any kind of financial despair. Let's put it that way. She's made a fortune.
She's a Cheney, so she won't be now.
You guys, quick reminder for all of you that if you want to fill your freezer with some delicious, amazing treats, why would you not choose OmahaSteaks.com to do that? Omaha Steaks is, I mean, oh my gosh, right now, the all-American assortment, that's one thing that you can get, right? The all-American assortment, chock full of steaks and burgers and chicken breasts and pork chops and sides and desserts, and like all of it comes in one put together package. But if you don't love what Omaha Steaks puts together for you in the all-American assortment, you can also build your own package and you still get, no matter which of those two you pick, if you want them to do the picking for you, the all-American assortment, or if you want to do your own picking, no matter what, they are going to send you 12 free steak burgers with your order. So really, really good deal right now. Check it out. It is omahasteaks.com. And then you just put the code word chicks in the search field. So like right in the search bar, you just type chicks. It'll come up with like our special offers. And you can say, I want to build my own because I want apple tartlets for sure. And maybe I want extra of them because why would you not? Exactly. So you could do that or you can choose the all-American assortment. Either way, it is delicious. I promise you. OmahaSteaks.com. Keyword, chicks.
And you guys, your name is Mocker Carlson. That's really good.
Because Tucker's back.
Really good name. Yeah, he is back. And you guys, make sure you check out our website, chicksontheright.com. Speaking of Tucker, yeah, that got his opening last night. I was telling you that it was like commercial free for like 28 minutes. I don't know if you guys noticed that last night. Holy crap. He was on a roll last night. Crazy. It was really good.
That's
though.
Crazy that they let him do it. I mean, good for Fox for just letting him go. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah. I think they give him a pretty long rope, you know, at this point.
He is the golden boy right now.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I do have a Tucker clip to share in just a bit. But first, let's just get through like the update on the raid, the FBI Mar-a-Lago raid topic, because that is still a thing. And as we were discussing before we went live, I'm getting to a point, you guys, where I have reached the up with which I can no longer put with this story. Like, I'm just either put up or shut up, everybody. Like, I need some kind of information. Everything is so still up in the air. Right now, Trump is demanding the release of an unredacted affidavit, which the FBI or which the Department of Justice will not release. And so to give just a quick newsy update on all of this, here's Nora O'Donnell. I'm pulling it right from CBS. Unbiased source, you guys, just talking about where things stand right now.
Department is asking a judge not to release the affidavit that contains key details about why the FBI searched former President Trump's Florida mansion last week. Well, the DOJ says that releasing that document would be detrimental to the, quote, integrity of the investigation. Now, this comes as members of Congress from both parties today are demanding more details and are asking the Director of National Intelligence for a damage assessment following reports that documents labeled top secret were found in Mar-a-Lago. The former president is defiant tonight, calling the search an assault and accusing the FBI of taking three of his passports. We are learning tonight that if any items not contained in the warrant were retrieved, they will be returned. A DOJ official saying late tonight the FBI is not in possession of the passports.
Which is another lie. So once again, we're faced with more lies from the media, mixed messaging from the Department of Justice, because then apparently later in the night, this guy, Solomon, was on Hannity. And here's what he said about those very passports.
Confirmation that the FBI and the Justice Department believes it over-collected evidence when it was at Mar-a-Lago, meaning it collected evidence that was not covered by the search warrant. Tonight, I have confirmed from two different sources that the Justice Department called President Trump's defense lawyers today, confirming that they did take his three passports. They are making arrangements to send it back, saying they are obligated to return it because it's outside the scope of the subpoena. They have also informed the Trump defense lawyers, the Justice Department has, over the last few days, that there's likely privileged materials that the FBI collected that now has to be segregated and returned to the president. Those privileges could be attorney-client privilege or, more likely, executive privilege. Now, this is remarkable. I talked to a lot of FBI people today who told me this warrant was already remarkably broad. They basically go in and get anything that looked like a presidential record. To then collect something like a passport, which most agents can recognize pretty quickly, or privileged documents, raised concerns among career FBI officials. You're going to see some of them quoted in my story tomorrow about just how this raid was conducted and the sort of lack of precision that was carried out during this raid.
They overcollected, you guys.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna walk into Gucci in Las Vegas, grab like four purses, walk out, okay? And then when they try to arrest me, I'll be like, you guys, I just overcollected some of these purses. I just overcollected them. That's it. I'm not stealing. It's not stealing. It's not. I'm overcollecting. God, these people, it's unbelievable. It's just over collecting. It's the dumbest crap I've heard. I mean, all weekend over collecting. So they're making that up too. Like they're like that's a new word from the left. Over collecting. I'm sorry. That's like the funniest shit I've heard all weekend. Over collecting. Okay.
It's a good word. It's a good word. And so, yeah, you guys, this is not okay. Like, this is not okay that they took passports. It's not okay that they took attorney-client or executive privilege documents. This has been a complete cluster, and it's just going to prove, once again, that our government institutions are completely messed up. Like, it's not even that they're not trustworthy any longer. It's that they're incompetent. They can't even perform their basic functions with any kind of precision, as John Solomon just said. I mean, they suck at their job.
You know what we should do? You know what we should do? We should hire 87,000 more of them to come after us with guns to try to get our money and overcollect. We should totally do that. We should do that right now. Here come the helicopters again. I swear.
Oh my God. Out of control. So The Five was talking about this yesterday, and I really felt like at one with Dana Perino last night, because she's kind of at that point, and this is where I feel myself getting to, where unless there's something really, really massive that comes out of this, I'm done with the story. Like, I'm just completely just losing interest in it, because there's nothing amazing. There's no bombshell. There's nothing super egregious. Like, put up something and make it clear why you went in to raid the president's house.
Right.
Or just shut up already and go away, FBI, because like everybody's losing interest in this. Here is what Dana said.
Since a week tonight is when the search warrant was, we found out about the search warrant. I don't know if we actually know all that much more, because honestly, it is a little bit hard to keep up with. It was these documents, then they're not. They're nuclear, but they're not. But they're this, and then they're not. And it's, I think Greg and I were talking in the green room, like it's kind of hard to figure it out. And then it's like, well, we got to just basically, I don't know. I'm not losing interest in it at all. I'm just kind of frustrated about not having any information.
But I think it will stay in an intentionally ambiguous place, a blank slate that serves the FBI and the DOJ's purpose of finding anything. I agree with Andy McCarthy that it is a fishing expedition. We'll never see the probable cause affidavit that you referenced. I think you're right about that, Dagan. That would require specificity. And if that's the case, then they would be boxed into us understanding what it is they went in looking for. It's not truly about declassified materials or classified materials. It's not even really about the Espionage Act, which, by the way, can encompass and does in the statute very minor grievances, like not giving information over to the National Archives. Not that you're a super spy with the nuclear codes, but you just didn't simply comply with the National Archives. It's not about any of that. It is a blank slate that allows the DOJ to find something, anything, to disqualify Donald Trump from running for president. Either disqualify him in a long, drawn-out legal case that ends up at the Supreme Court, or simply in the American public's mind. And if that's the case, to your point, Dagan, it better be egregious. It better be more than the nuclear codes, which, let's be real, change when an administration changes. It better...
Right? Like, put it up.
Right. And to Tucker's point last night, everybody in his whole sphere is like basically being shut down. Like they're trying to squelch and destroy everybody in Donald Trump's sphere, which should terrify everybody. And if it doesn't terrify you, it makes people really, really angry. And that is terrifying. That is what should, that's terrifying to people like me, because I'm like, it's going to cause a reaction.
Yeah.
And that is what I don't think that they are really planning. Are they planning for that? Did they look at the long game on this? Did they look at it? Because they're just, all they care about is power. All they give a crap about is keeping their power. And what they don't understand is like, they're all talking about democracy, democracy. Well, democracy is us choosing our own freaking leaders, you idiots. And you're not allowing us to do, you're not allowing us to do that. And when you don't allow the people to do that, the people are finally going to be onto you. We're on to you. You know, it's like we are seeing over the past week what is happening. And then when you watch stuff like what Tucker laid out last night, which is all these people that they are literally shutting down one after one after one after one in the Trump sphere. It is, I mean, astounding what they have done. This is the American government. We don't live in a third world country, you guys. I mean, but now we are. We are. It is terrifying to look at our country and what it has become. And people are like, holy crap. I mean, this is not okay. It's not. And it's only happening to our side, not to the left. So people are like, okay, so what do we do about it? Well, people are going to start getting angry. And there's going to, I don't think they understand what is going to result. You know, I think they
absolutely do understand and are planning for it, because that way they get to be like, oh, people are getting violent and angry. Well, we're just going to have martial law. We're going to have to shut down this and shut down that. And people are going to have curfews. And this is just a way for them to obtain more power. If anything, I feel like they are completely doing this on purpose. They're saying like out loud in all the media stations, oh, you know, people are, they're very, very angry. And now we have to worry about all these Trump supporters, these terrorists like acting out. They're provoking it on purpose. To me, it feels like it's so with purpose that they are doing it. And yeah, that's even scarier. You know, I mean,
it's right.
I don't know how else to say it except to say, because it's bad right now.
Yeah. We just need the freaking divorce, you guys. I want a divorce from these people. I want it. I can't deal anymore. I just want a divorce. Okay. We can't work it out. The mediation's not working. It's not. Just give me the Bible in Texas. All right. The family Bible in Texas.
A divorce would be really, really good. We're already sleeping in separate bedrooms. We already have the good sheets. And by the way, if you don't have your own good sheets, why have you not gone to mypillow.com/chicks yet? Sheets are on mega humongous sale right now. We're talking every size, no matter what size you get, whether it's twin all the way up to a California king, it is on massive, massive sale. And these are the really nice, soft, luxurious sheets that we're talking about, like a queen set, normally almost $90, now less than $40. So mypillow.com/chicks. And then if you use code chicks at checkout, you can also get buy one, get one offers on the towels, on their standard, on their like staple, the pillow. And you're going to love every product that you ever get from mypillow.com/chicks. We can promise you that. We've got all of them. So we have tested all of them and everything is amazing.
Yes. And make sure that you're checking out our insiders, our Facebook insiders, because those are your peeps. And also chicksontheright.locals.com.
And I'm seeing some tickets exchanging hands to Camp Tono. So people are using Facebook Insiders and the local supporters group to find buyers if they're no longer able to attend the meet and greet next month. And by the way, if you are attending or you're newly attending and you want to get your hands on one of those shirts, don't forget our friends at GratefulAmericanApparel.com. They are the ones that are selling the official Camp Tono t-shirts, and the design is amazing. We absolutely love it, but they also have hugely patriotic t-shirts aside from the meet and greet t-shirt that you can get your hands on and know that every dime of your money is contributing to veterans causes and first responders causes. So GratefulAmericanApparel.com. Check it out. You made a point that I wanted to remember to say something about. You were talking about how we've already lost trust in elections. We're supposed to be able to elect our officials in a democracy, right? In a republic. And one of the things that happened yesterday too, for people in LA that had a second attempt, you guys, at trying to get rid of this ridiculous district attorney, Garcon or whatever his name is.
Garcon. He's like a villain in a Disney movie. I swear to God.
Worst. So they tried to recall him for a second time. And in order to do that, they were going to need 570,000 signatures. Well, they turned in, the recall effort turned in 710,000, way above what they needed.
Right.
They threw out 200,000 of them for being invalid. So just enough. They threw out just enough to make them not meet that threshold.
Unbelievable.
Like, part of me's outraged, right? Like, how dare this count the election officials say that 200,000 are invalid. But at the same time, I'm also like, this is what you get, LA. You vote in asshats like this. This is what you get, and you don't throw a fit. You voted for this kind of insanity. So.
Right. And then you get, that's true. And then he's done.
He's staying. He's done. Yeah. Until the next election, he's in, he's staying.
Wow.
And he's going to continue to just let criminals run rampant and do their thing. I mean, businesses are going to be broken into day after day after day. It's insane what they allow in LA under this guy's leadership or lack thereof. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, he's not the only one. There's a bunch of them in California, right? There's a bunch of these DAs, these Soros DAs that are just running around, you know, causing issues, and people allow it to happen, you know? So good luck with that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
Right.
I mean, this is what you get. I don't know. This was so predicted. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we could have told you this is exactly what's going to happen.
It's true. Democrats are going to Democrat.
That's exactly right. Interesting development that has happened this week with Twitter. A couple things about Twitter. First of all, they have just announced, and I put a post about this a few days ago on our website, chicksontheright.com, about Twitter's new rules ahead of the midterms, right? Like, they want everybody to understand they're going to be very, very picky about what's going on their platform. And Sean Duffy talked about that a little bit in his show or whatever show he was covering for. So he mentions that, but then he also gets into this new case with Alex Berenson, which we'll get into in some more detail. But first, here's the overview.
Social media giants is that they have a direct pipeline to the White House. Ron Klain or Susan Rice tells Twitter to jump, and Twitter asks how high. How do we know? Look no further than what happened to former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson. His accounts were pulled multiple times for sharing COVID misinformation. And now we know that the White House had a hand in his online ouster. Last week, Berenson released communications between White House aides and Twitter staffers indicating that they held meetings about Berenson's removal from the platform, according to Outquick, saying, quote, "They really wanted to know about Alex Berenson," one Twitter employee wrote to another to describe a recent meeting with Andy Slavitt, senior advisor to President Biden's COVID response team. Andy Slavitt suggested they had seen data visualization that had shown he was the epicenter of disinformation that radiated outward to the persuadable public. Twitter deplatformed Berenson shortly thereafter. Twitter claims it doesn't take orders from the Biden administration. Now, that is disinformation. And now, with critical midterm elections less than 3 months away, how can we be so sure that Joe Biden won't force Twitter to do his bidding all over again?
That's right. I mean, that's the issue, right? They're now part of the government, essentially, or the government is telling them how to conduct all of their business. So this is, Tucker had Alex Berenson on last night, and that's the clip that I have to share with you from Tucker's show last night. Because Alex Berenson, he is a badass. Like, he is not going to just sit and take this. He's suing everybody, which is what I absolutely love about Alex Berenson. Watch.
Against the First Amendment, it's illegal. Berenson found evidence that White House officials had met with Twitter and questioned the company's officials as to why Berenson, quote, hasn't been kicked off the platform. Alex Berenson is the author of Pandemies on Substack, and we're honored to have him join us tonight. Alex, thank you for proving what seemed to be happening. Now we know for a fact. How did you find this out, and what do you plan to do about it?
So let me answer the easier question first. I plan to sue the White House and Andy Slavitt and, you know, probably other officials too. I'm going to do that as quickly as I can. I told you last year at about this time, after Twitter kicked me off, that I was going to sue Twitter. And then I thought I had a pretty good case, and people mocked that. Guess what? A federal judge who was appointed by Bill Clinton, by the way, agreed it was a good case. And that led to my being reinstated on Twitter a few weeks ago, or Twitter reinstating me, essentially. They were forced to, as part of a settlement I reached with Twitter about the case. So I'm going to sue the White House. I think I have a proof that they did violate my First Amendment rights, that they forced Twitter to act as a state actor. In other words, as, you know, essentially an arm of the federal government. Yes. I have more documents. I obtained these documents as part of a lawsuit. I'm going to have more documents to release soon. But I think what I've already shown is enough that this case will survive a motion to dismiss, and we'll get to discovery and depositions, and people inside and outside the White House are going to face some very uncomfortable questions, probably not just about me, but about other people, you know, who've been deplatformed in the last year or two by Twitter.
Yes.
Can he sue Fauci? Can he sue Fauci? Because that would be really great if somebody, anybody would sue Fauci and kick him off his perch. Did you see that sit down that Fauci had with that guy where he's sitting there all smug and he's like, now I'm not just science, but I represent truth. I represent truth. Did you see that garbage? Like, yeah. That guy is, his head is so giant now. Like, he's already like a little troll. Like, I cannot with him. He just, and not to mention all of the Hunter Biden stuff that was squelched by Twitter. Remember? Everybody, remember? Yeah. I mean, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, that's real. Oh, wait. Yeah, isn't that interesting how Twitter has such a huge hand in squelching that? And I mean, it's like, seriously, none of these people care about the truth. They are an arm of the Democrat Party. They'll do whatever they say. They will totally do their bidding. And it's gross. And I'm so glad to see that he's suing the crap out of them.
And it must be so interesting to be him right now on Twitter, like knowing that he basically has a cloak of protection around him at this point, and that Twitter, that they can't touch him because they know that he means business. Like, he will not allow himself to be eliminated from that platform.
Right.
So it's pretty incredible. And then the one, you know, still remaining question about all of this is, what is going on with Elon Musk and the whole buyout? Because, of course, they're in the midst of litigation. I know Elon Musk over the weekend, I think, sold like billions of dollars of stock so that he'd have cash on hand in case he is ultimately forced to continue with the sale. So it's still possible that within, you know, probably not before the election, but certainly within the next several months, that Elon could end up owning the damn thing. So, I mean, that's a whole new twist in it, right?
I just wish somebody that had, you know, a sense of freedom of speech, that understands freedom of speech, which is, you know, such a cornerstone of this country. Like, we understand that's such a foundational aspect of this country. Like, I just wish somebody would buy it, you know, because it is the town square now. Yeah. And I know people hate it. I get it. There's so many people in the comments who are like, I hate Twitter. I hate it. Listen, I do too. I think it's the 13th circle of hell. I get it. But at the same time, it is such a place where people show their viewpoints. Like, that is our town square now, as much as we don't like it. And so I just think it's so important for somebody to own it that understands who we are as a country. I mean, don't y'all? I think it is.
And who cares about actual free speech?
Right.
And now, you know, this was it this week or late last week when the CDC announced their guidelines, which are essentially like, hey, unvaccinated people should be treated exactly the same as vaccinated people. And it was so infuriating because this entire time we have been right and we've been squelched nonstop. And now the CDC is like, okay, well, I guess we'll just go ahead and get on that bandwagon. And there's no consequence.
Nothing.
What the hell?
Yeah. Screw you. Yeah, right? Screw you. Like, think of all the people that were fired, that lost everything they had. The people that, and not to mention just the way that unvaccinated people were treated.
Yeah.
The way that they were treated. Like,
and still have it. Like, nobody's getting their jobs back. Nobody,
no.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody's been getting an apology. Nobody's getting back pay. It's just that they've just decided to be lax about it, which is what we told them they could be from the get-go. And then people lost their jobs over it. It's unreal.
The people in the military that were like, you know, like like Navy SEALs who were like, oh, I'm so sorry you lost your job and your pension. I'm sorry.
It's so bad.
About it. Yeah. Sorry. Unbelievable.
It is. It's so truly, truly.
Like, who's going to be held responsible for that? It's not Fauci sitting on a freaking stage acting as if he's the arbiter of truth. What a troll. He still gets the highest paid. He's the highest paid person in the federal government and he gets a Mac Daddy pension. What a jerk.
Speaking of jerks, the buses from Texas to New York City just keep on rolling, and it's a good thing. By the way, we're up to 2 million now. 2 million people in the last, what, year or two have crossed illegally. That's two Indianapolises of people who have just entered into the country illegally. They keep coming. The buses keep going to New York City, and Mayor Adams continues to whine about it. By the way, the migrants that are being, this is another thing. It's like, I'm so angry about it, even though I understand the point that Texas is making, which is a good one, but those migrants are now staying in $400 a night hotel rooms. So listen, as long as New York City is the one that's paying for it, whatever, but it's like he's so close to understanding the big picture about this and yet still so far away. Here's what he said about it yesterday.
City services have to be cut to pay for this influx of migrants?
We're going to have to continue to pivot and shift. It's clear that we have a fixed budget in this city that we passed a few months ago, and we're going to look at each level of spending to make sure that we could address the needs of our legal obligation and responsibility. And I think that sometimes people don't realize that not only is this a humanitarian response we're doing, but by law, we're required to ensure that anyone that arrives in this city should have shelter if they need it.
Okay, so they're going to have to shift around some budget items. What does he think is happening in border states?
Right, like, exactly.
It just goes right over his head.
What, tens of thousands of people, like just all, yeah, exactly. In Texas, we're being bombarded. We're being invaded here. We're being invaded. And he has to get a couple hundred, and he has to get him like some hotel rooms, get him some shelter. So you are a sanctuary city, dude. That's what you are. So sanctuary. Do your sanctuary thing, like open arms sanctuary. All these sanctuary cities like are bitching and moaning because they have to like actually do the sanctuary city thing. Get bent. You know what I mean? That's what you do. That's who you are. So do the sanctuary thing.
I wish more buses were going straight to DC though. I mean, New York City's great, but I wish more of them were going straight to DC and just literally getting dropped off at the White House and at the Capitol.
Or Nancy Pelosi's house.
I mean, because they will not understand that the big picture is their own lack of enforcement of the law. So if they would just enforce the law, all the buses would stop. All the migrants would stop coming into the cities. That's how this works. And it's like, they just can't get it. Eric Adams is like, we're going to have to rearrange our budget line and just tell the government to do its job. Sorry. Sorry. Hide your kids. Hide your wives. Very upset.
We've said this for years, right? Where it's like, if, you know, I've heard people on the left who have said, oh my God, migrants, we should bring them in here. They should be able to just cross the border legally, blah, you know? And I've always said to them, where are the migrants in your home? You have a 4-bedroom house. You have a guest room. Why don't you have migrants in your guest room? You know, this I've said this for years. We've been saying this to people on the left and they don't. So it's the same concept, right? It's like, I don't understand why these people don't take them into their, why don't liberals have them in their homes? Why don't they?
Because they're so not in my backyard kind of people.
Right.
That's the left in a nutshell.
Right. They want people in Texas and people in Arizona and they want us to deal with it. They don't want to deal with it in their neighborhoods. They want us to deal with it. Well, screw them. Abbott's doing the right thing by taking the problem and putting it in their backyard. And he needs to keep doing it. So they have to deal with the problem too, because they don't have to deal with the problem. Because these rich white elite liberals are like, oh my God, but migrants are great. You don't think they're great because you don't have to deal with them. Let them deal with them and then see how great they think it is. Bunch of jerks.
It's the same,
man.
It's the same with the windmills, right? It's like they want Texas and all the flat lands to have all the windmills, but you start trying to ask them to put it off of a coast and then forget it. All the rich leftist elites are like, we don't want that view.
No. It can't be in the Hamptons. We can't have those in the Hamptons. It'll ruin the scenery. Screw you. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my God. Quick reminder about our friends at My Patriot Supply. You guys, they've got a special right now on the 4-week emergency food kit, which is two big buckets, essentially. A 4-week emergency food kit, two big buckets that contains enough food for you to have 2,000 calories a day in an emergency or a disaster. It's just one more tool in your tool belt of preparedness for any kind of emergency or disaster. And not only that, but it's delicious food, which, I mean, it's hard to believe that food that lasts for 25 years in storage is delicious. But I'm here to tell you, I've already snacked on some of it. So it is, which I know defeats the purpose, blah, blah, blah. I know, but I can't help it. So if you want to get your 4-week emergency food kit with $50 off, just go to preparewiththechicks.com and you're going to save your $50 on a 4-week kit. Highly, highly recommend that you have it. Gives you a huge, huge peace of mind. All right, switching gears, I wanted to get to a couple more clips before we get to the sack of whack. And that is Carrie Lake talking about BDE is my new favorite thing. It's my new favorite thing. Watch.
Okay. Wait, let me think about how I want to word this. My staff always says, whatever you do, do not say balls. So I'm not going to say it. That guy has a backbone made of steel. I'll tell you what he's got. I don't know if you heard of this, but he's got BDE. Anybody know what that means? Ask your kids about it later. I call it big DeSantis energy. Right? He's got the same kind of BDE that President Trump has. And frankly, he has the same kind of BDE that we want all of our elected leaders to have. I can just see it right now. All the middle-aged ladies such as myself are on Google going, what does BDE mean? For the moms out there, I'm really sorry that I threw that out.
I love that so much.
I don't think she's sorry. I don't think she's sorry, at all. No. Mm-mm.
And I love that she's like, my staff says I can't say balls, like while she says it.
While
That's my
she
favorite.
Says balls, 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 balls.
By the way, I told Daisy this yesterday, you guys, as much as I love him, apparently I've been saying his name wrong since forever, because he pronounces it DeSantis. He doesn't say DeSantis. He says DeSantis.
Like, is the emphasis on the D? Like, I need to understand that.
He says, I'm Ron DeSantis. Like, he says D very, very clearly. I've listened to two different introductions that he's made of himself, and it's very pronounced, a hard, long E.
Okay. All right.
Isn't that weird?
I'm Ron DeSantis. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You have been pronouncing your boyfriend's name wrong this whole time. That's weird. That's really weird.
I feel a little bit bad, but I feel like he also would know best how to say his own name. So... I'm going to try really hard to do it, but I'm so used to saying DeSantis.
I wouldn't argue with that. I definitely wouldn't argue and be like, no, it's DeSantis. It's not DeSantis. Yeah.
I do feel like he would know. All right. One more quick video. This is two TikToks smooshed into one because it's featuring two different doctors who are literally preying on the young people on TikTok who are confused about their gender. And this is freaking sick that these people, that these two women that are featured in this video are both physicians. Watch.
Talk about what's happening in Texas. The governor is trying to take away vital health care from transgender kids and labeling it as child abuse. Giving gender affirming care to transgender children is medically necessary and supports their health and well-being. Did you know in many states you can get certain types of health care without your parents being there or ever finding out about it? It's today's Daily Doctor Facts. To figure out if you can get care sans parentals, go to your state health department website and find the laws related to teen health, consent, and confidentiality.
So they're just blatantly encouraging teens to go again behind their parents' back and get gender affirming care.
Okay, so I couldn't see them. But what do they look? Are they young doctors? What do they look like?
I would say both of them are probably in their 30s, is my guess. Okay.
All right. God, because I put one up of a chick at, like, I think it was Boston Children's Hospital or something. It was on our site the other day. And this chick was like, you know, red hair, super bubbly, you know, she's talking about, you know, giving full hysterectomies to young girls, right? I mean, really young girls, like girls who are probably like my daughter's age, like, you know, 12, 13 year old girls. And she did it in such like the sing-songy voice. And she's just like, and they had this like music on in the background that was all upbeat. And I'm just going, this is just pure freaking evil, man. Like mass with her being all like, hey, everybody. Oh my God. We're talking about like cutting her genitals off and her boobs off. Woo. And I'm just like, oh my God, what am I watching? Like, this is complete madness. It's evil, man. It's just straight up freaking evil. Mm-hmm. It's nuts. I cannot believe these people have medical licenses and they're allowed to practice. It is crazy. It's satanic. Yeah, it's satanic. It is satanic. Mm-hmm. I'll just flat out say that it's crazy.
Gosh, that is freaking nuts. All right. What is in your sack of wax?
Okay. So this is kind of crazy, you guys. I was in a sorority. Sorority rush is going on right now. And I was in a sorority at University of Tennessee. This University of Alabama is like, I'd say that everybody, I mean, like, it is the biggest rush school, like, in the South. Like, if you don't go in a sorority, you might as well go home, like, at Alabama. There may be Alabama people that are in there that are just that disagree with me. But, like, Alabama rush is huge. Like, right now on TikTok, I don't know if you've seen it, Mock, but, like, there's this whole big thing where they're doing rush talk. And it's kind of crazy on TikTok right now. But anyways, people are TikToking about rush. And I came across this because biological males are now participating in Rush Week.
Hey y'all, it's Grant. Today is day 5 of Alabama Rush, and it is the first day of Sisterhood Around. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. So I'm gonna give you guys an OOTD. And yeah, so my dress is from Hello Molly. Thank you so much, Hello Molly. Love you. This thing is from Shin. My shoes are from Shin. And my ring is from graduation. Oh, not again. That is so funny. And yep, that's it. So wish me luck today. And thank you so much. And my makeup is done by me again.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right. So listen, he seems like a really nice guy, right? He seems nice. But the thing is that like sororities are for girls. Okay. Like that's, I feel very,
you are such a bigot,
right? I'm probably a bigot and people will get really mad at me for saying that. And I've written about this on our site. Like, remember a couple years ago we went through this? What mm-hmm. is it about, like, can we not have things for girls and things for boys? Like Why is this? What is the deal? Like, why are we doing this? Okay. It's whack because I should be able to have a sorority with a sorority house and have girls in the sorority house. And then boys have fraternities with dudes in the fraternity house. Can we just stop this crap?
Well, I blame the sororities for allowing it. They should be standing up for their female nest. And if they're not, that's on them.
They're not doing it because I think he went through several houses and actually went through Rush. He went through Rush.
That's freaking crazy.
Right.
That is and freaking
this is,
crazy.
So this is happening now. This is happening because of wokeness and, you know, political correctness. And this is what we're doing now at the University of Alabama. So anyways, there you go. This is 2022, you guys. Yay.
Wow. Wow.
You guys, what is today? Is today Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yes, today's Tuesday. God, I have no concept of days right now. Yeah. Okay. Tuesday, you guys. It's Tuesday. We have a deep dive today. It's going to be a super awesome one. We're going to be talking to Christian Toto. He's with the Daily Wire. He does all sorts of entertainment stuff. We're going to be doing a really super fun deep dive, and then it's going to be coming out tomorrow. So stay tuned for that one.
Make sure you're subscribed.
Make sure you're subscribed.
Put us in your pocket.
Putting it in your tool belt, okay?
One more thing that to just preview, I don't know when it's happening, but I can tell you for sure it is happening. And that is that we are going to be joining Captain Deplorable on his podcast very, very soon, which should be a hilariously fun time.
Super excited about that one. You guys bring it in. Bring it in. Big hug. Ooh, it's a big hug. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
I know the Biden administration likes to play loosey-goosey with word definitions, but y'all, we are dealing with inflation and we are dealing with a recession. It is here and happening. So you might be worried about your finances, and rightly so.
One thing you can do to diversify is consider investing in physical gold. And we love the monthly subscription offering that Acre Gold has. Acre Gold lets you subscribe to gold bars for as little as $50 a month. You pay each month, and once your gold stash reaches the price of their gold bars, they discreetly ship Acre Gold right to your house. And just recently, Acre has introduced a new $250 a month subscription to a 10-gram gold bar.
That means you're not having to come up with a bunch of money up front. You can lay away your gold, you guys.
And Acre Gold keeps you updated on your progress every month. And then they ship out your gold once you hit the price threshold. It comes right to your doorstep and you can put it right into your safe.
It's a great hedge against inflation and just another way to diversify. Visit getacregold.com/chicks and start investing today.
That's getacregold.com/chicks.
You know, a lot of the media doesn't cover some of the most important news of the day. I'm Byron York with The Byron York Show. In my latest episodes, I will talk about how new information is still coming out about the Mar-a-Lago raid, and it looks a lot like some old conflicts, as the public is demanding answers. And I'm also going to talk about how the IRS is enormously expanding, spending billions of taxpayer dollars in doing so. I don't talk about every single issue, just the ones you need to know the most. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.